The Town That Forgot About Christmas by Susan Lee. Not so very long ago, and not so very far away, a sad thing happened in a busy little town. The people who lived there had grown selfish and wicked. Children shouted and fought. They didn't play together. They didn't share. Grown-ups scowled and complained. They didn't help each other. They didn't care. Everyone was rude and cranky and mean. The saddest thing of all was that the people in this town had forgotten the meaning of Christmas. They had forgotten about Jesus, the Son of God. For these people, Christmas Day was like any other day. No one sang joyous Christmas songs. No mothers cooked a special Christmas dinner. No fathers helped their children trim a Christmas tree. There were no pretty packages and no nativity sets and no twinkling lights. Can you imagine it? No Christmas. One day, an unusual man from a faraway place came to this town. His name was Matthew. Matthew was surprised and dismayed when he learned the people had forgotten Christmas. "What?" he cried. "Not one of you remembers the message of the angels? Well, well, well," Matthew said to no one in particular, "we shall see about that." Now, Matthew was a kind man and a merry one. He had worked his whole life as a carpenter and knew how to make many things out of wood. Matthew could build big things and little things, and he could carve the wood as well. He could make tops and whistles, dolls and jumping jacks, carts and building blocks. As the children in the busy town came to know Matthew, they would trail after him just to see what he would make next. As time went on, the women of the town learned that Matthew was good at fixing things. "Here comes Matthew," one would call to another. "Perhaps he will mend my cabinet door." "When Matthew comes," someone else would say, "I shall ask him to make a window box for my pansies." All the men of the town liked Matthew around too. Matthew helped them fix things and he taught them to work with wood. With Matthew's encouragement, the parents started playing games with their children, and soon families spent time playing together instead of arguing and complaining. "This town is a different place since Matthew came," said one man. "Yes," agreed his neighbour, "it is indeed." It was true. The town had become a happier place, but Matthew was still troubled that no one remembered Christmas. Late in the year, when the air grew cold and the winds began to blow, Matthew sat in his workshop and began to carve something new. "What is it?" asked the children. "What are you making now, Matthew?" "I'm making a creche," he answered. As he carved and whittled and carved some more, Matthew told the children a story. He told of the angel who appeared to Mary and how Mary would give birth to a special baby boy. He explained how the angel had told Mary to call this baby Jesus, because Jesus means the Lord saves. "This is the angel," Matthew said to the children when he had finished his carving. And sure enough, the wooden figure was a life-size angel. The children looked at the angel and touched it and admired it. "What will you carve next, Matthew?" they asked excitedly. "This will be Mary," said Matthew. He pointed to another large piece of wood leaning against the wall. "And that would be Joseph. And Matthew then told how the angel appeared to Joseph too, and how Joseph and Mary travelled together to Bethlehem to be counted for the record books. And he told them about the first Christmas, about the birth of the Saviour, about God the Son. "Hurry," begged the children then, "hurry, so all will be finished in time for Christmas." The children told their parents about Matthew's story and about the creche he was making. And then something wonderful happened. All the people in the town decided to celebrate. And for the first time in anyone's memory, they would have Christmas. Everyone hummed and whistled and sang the carols and hymns Matthew taught while he carved. Mothers stirred up cakes and baked cookies. Father said, "Come, everyone, let's go to the woods and cut a Christmas tree." Children busily made coloured paper chains and foil stars to hang on their trees. And the people of the town wrapped marvellous Christmas presents to give to others. They decorated their houses and streets with bows and lights, and they greeted people they met with smiles and warm words. Everyone was happy because Christmas was coming. About a week before Christmas, as the children watched Matthew continue to carve the figures for the creche, one small boy had an idea. "My dad knows how to carve. He might like to help." "Mine does too," chimed in another child. "And," said a third, "my mom knows how to paint. I'm sure she would like to help." Matthew smiled a smile so big that the wrinkles on his face almost hid his eyes. "Everyone may help," he said to the children. Every night after that, mothers and fathers and children gathered in Matthew's workshop and carved and painted and listened to him tell the story of Christmas. No matter how crowded it got, no matter how noisy, the families of the town listened to Matthew talk of Mary and Joseph, of the angels and the shepherds, and the birth of a special baby on a special night. At week's end, there were statues of Joseph and Mary, the angel, the shepherds, a donkey, some sheep, and a cow. "Next Christmas, we will fix up the church and put our creche in front of it," said a man as he carved the last bit of the last sheep's hoof. "But this year, where will we set our creche?" "Let's put it in the city park," a little boy suggested. "Then we can all gather on Christmas Eve to pray and sing." Everyone agreed. "But we still have the baby Jesus to carve," said the little girl. "And tomorrow is Christmas Eve." Matthew smiled. "Baby Jesus will be there by Christmas," he promised. Long after the people had gone to their homes for the night, Matthew worked to put the finishing touches on the statues. Then, very early the next morning, before anyone noticed, Matthew quietly left the town. All day long, people wondered about him and looked for him. Perhaps he was called away or had an errand to do, the people told one another, but surely he will come back tonight and bring the baby for the manger. The whole town was astir. Parents and children were busy cleaning the park, making it into a stable with fresh, sweet hay, and setting the figures there. Before they knew it, evening had come, but Matthew was not to be found. time passed. 7 o'clock. No, Matthew. 8 o'clock. No, Matthew. 9 o'clock. Still no, Matthew. How can we take our children to say a prayer at the creche when there's no baby Jesus? Asked one mother. Don't worry, said another. I have an idea. And she whispered something in her husband's ear, and he exclaimed, yes, I will tell the people that the creche is ready. And off he went. When everyone gathered at the creche late that night, a light was shining all around and the air smelled of fresh hay, and there in the manger was a baby lying peacefully under a soft, warm blanket. Someone has laid a real baby in the manger, cried the child. That is what Matthew was teaching us, said the father of the baby. On the first Christmas, God came to earth as a real live baby. Remember the Bible verse Matthew told us. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. A murmur rose among the people. We remember now, they said, Emmanuel, God is with us. It is a holy night. The people of the town understood then. It was their first Christmas. But it wasn't their last. The angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. From Luke chapter 2.